Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
I can definitely confirm that she was found. She's back with her family and unharmed. And the details around her coming back home are still under wraps at the moment. The Hawks, I've been in close contact with them. They are trying to get information from the investigating officer so that they can release the statement. But as we understand, the case is very sensitive. We have seen some other news publications, local news publications, did report that she was found 2 o'clock this morning at a garage, a petrol station in Struwendaal. It's also an industrial area here in Kobega. But as we say, we can't confirm this because we haven't gotten official reports yet. But she is back home. She is unharmed. And the family is so happy, so elated, and so grateful to have their child back home.
Just a small recap, Kim, into the details of how Rihanna did actually go missing or her alleged abduction.
So this happened last week Thursday, 8 o'clock in the morning, just after 8. So it was about a week and a day ago. She was on her way to work. She has a biomedical practice here in Kobega in Newton Park. So as she was getting out of a car, many, many people witnessed her. 3 armed men pick her up, force her into a white Toyota Corolla, and then sped off with her. And then immediately the police were notified and they were on the lookout for this vehicle. And a couple of hours later, they found the vehicle abandoned in Deal Party, which is another industrial area in Kobega, and nabbed one of the suspects and took him into custody as he had on his possession a firearm and ammunition, which were both illegal. And he did appear in court today for the second time, but his case was postponed to the 5th of April. So when he appears on the 5th, he will apply for bail. And when we look at his charge sheet, he's so far only just been charged with illegal possession of a firearm and ammunition.
So from reports online, we do understand that there is another family who is still looking for their daughter who went missing about 4 months ago. You did mention that you are in close contact with the Hawks regarding the investigations about Rihanna Pretorius's case. Have they mentioned anything about this other case?
Yeah, Nicole Swartz is a young girl from Galvindale, the northern areas of Kobega, and has been very sad. I mean, close contact with her mom and her family members. They're all very worried. It's been 4 months now, so they are expecting the worst, but are still praying for their daughter to come home. Speaking to the Hawks about this case, it's very iffy at the moment. The Hawks don't want to let out too much information because of the sensitivity of the case. They don't want to do anything that might jeopardize her life, because their main goal at this point in time is just to bring her home safely. So details are very, very sketchy at the moment, and we just wait now and hope and pray that Nicole returns home.
Given the similarities of the case, Kim, does there seem to be any type of trend in these abductions of young women in the area?
A lot of young women within the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro have been abducted or kidnapped. I am this afternoon going to speak to the director, Jackie Thomas, of the Pink Ladies, which is an organization for missing women and children. And I'm actually looking forward to our chat, to maybe she can put into perspective how child kidnappings are set up within the bay, who are targeted, why they're targeted.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.